Boker Tov, good morning. Continuing with the halachot pertaining to the bracha v'asher yatzar. There's a very interesting halacha. Let's say, for example, if a person uses the restroom, obviously before they make a bracha, or in any situation before you make a bracha, before you pray, you always have to make sure your hands are clean. So if a person, let's say, for example, they were putting on their shoes, and now they want to go and say, pray the tefillah, or they want to go and make a bracha, they have to wash their hands before they go and make that bracha. Now what happens if a person uses the restroom, and let's say they're in an area where there's no sinks around, or there's no water around for them to wash their hands? What are you supposed to do? So exactly, Roby just made a nice gesture. He went like this, he rubbed his hands on his clothing. So exactly, if a person doesn't have water, the best thing for a person to do is to rub his hands on his clothing, or any midi de menake, anything that really would clean any substance off of your hands. So you just rub your hand on your clothing like this, and by doing so, you'd now be able to make a bracha of asher yatzar in such a case. Another halacha, if a person needs to use the restroom, for example, or he has an urge to use the restroom, he's not allowed to pray or make any berachot. This is a very important halacha. Bal teshaketsu, when a person has to use the restroom, he's not allowed to pray to Hashem in that moment. He has to stop what he's doing and go and use the restroom. This happens many times if a person, he doesn't pay a lot of attention, but if you really pay attention, they say every hour, 2 hours, depending on the time of the year, summer, winter, whatever it is, person has to use the restroom, he has to urinate. So when a person has to urinate, he has to be very careful in those moments not to be Motzi Shem Hashem, to use Hashem's name when he has to use the restroom. And this is a very important halakha that falls into the topic of Bal Teshakesu, that it's an abomination, it's disgusting that if a person has to go to the bathroom, and then they go and pray, or they use Hashem's name, it's not a proper thing to do. So the person should be careful that anytime they're going to pray, or they're going to make a bracha, to make sure that their body is relieved and they're clean, and they have used the restroom prior, and they don't have any urges to use the restroom in that very moment. And by doing so, you'll be able to make the most proper brachot in the most proper situations. Have a great day, everyone.